Bringing ecstasy back. I haven't seen ecstasy make an appearance for a while, Tenderness said. Anyone know where she is? She's been hiding in her room, Compassion said. Shame told her she wasn't welcome here. Shame, can you tell me why you sent her away? Tenderness said. She's too dangerous, Shame said. She does things that embarrass the rest of us, and she has these big desires that are just wrong. What's wrong with her desires? Tenderness asked. They go against the rules of the church, and they're looked down on by our family of origin, and fear keeps telling us they'll put us in danger. But this is my house, Tenderness said. It's not a church, and it's not controlled by our family of origin, or the patriarchy, or any of those other rule makers. Those old rules that were part of your childhood home are not what guide us in this space. Well, they should be, Shame retorted. Those rules are dependable and they give my life meaning. In this house, I hardly ever get to make an appearance because your rules are so wishy-washy. Shame, those rules gave you an overinflated view of your own importance, Tenderness said. I'm not saying you have no value here, because sometimes you can help us see if we're taking a wrong path and need to double back. But it's time for you to take a step back and stop trying to silence those like Ecstasy who have so rarely had a voice around here. But I'm comfortable with the old ways, Shame protested, turning toward Anxiety for reinforcements. Why do you have to go and change things around here? The old ways keep us stuck in old bondage, said Tenderness, attached to harmful systems, and I'm afraid you've helped wrap the chains around our feet, Shame, together with your friend Anxiety. You were being heavily influenced by the patriarchy and the church, which I know you were trying to protect us from, but that's not necessary anymore. Now it's time for you to serve the future, not the past. But, Anxiety and Shame sputtered together. Tenderness raised a hand to silence their protests. In this house, she said firmly, we are creating a sanctuary for healing and growth, and you are no longer allowed to get in the way of that. You can have your say, but you don't get control of the room. You will be expected to listen to the others instead of chasing them out of the room. She strolled down the hallway and knocked on Ecstasy's door. Ecstasy, she said, her voice gentle now, please come out now and tell us what you're dreaming of. I promise I won't let Shame and Anxiety silence you any longer. Reflections. What are you dreaming of? What role does ecstasy play in your life? Which parts of you are being silenced by old rules? What color is ecstasy? Paint it.